What are you doing with these longer days of June? We have the longest day of the year in most places in this northern hemisphere on June 21. What will you do with more light? How will you use it? Will you decide to use it to nurture your self-kindness? I am Dr. Arlette. I am your inner life coach. I train your everyday thoughts, be they dark or light thoughts, to shift in order to uncover your greatness every day. And your greatness is made up of your best and kindest self. This is Listen Within, show number 17-2019. And today I have the pleasure of hearing and learning from my special guest, Emily Lane, all the way from the United Kingdom. But before I introduce her to you, I would like to share with you what I decided out of self-care and self-kindness, what I decided to do with the extra daylight hours. It might seem like it's a little upside down, but I'm going to explain why I came to this decision first. See, I live in the desert, so for us, when the summer comes, there's more daylight. There is exponentially more heat as well. It's not unusual for the nighttime not to get any lower than maybe 80, sometimes even 85 or 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Ugh. That's nighttime, the coolest it gets. Imagine the day. Anyway, so with this, that means that I have to get up very early so I can walk my little doggy before the ground is too hot for her paws and before the land is too hot for me to walk. So this time of the year, that's what I have to do. And this year, I'm doing something that is self-kind. And because of this, I am creating or watching what they call unintended consequences for my husband as well, and probably the others around me. See, I'm not naturally an early riser. My husband is, but for me, sleeping, you know, from say 11:30 at night till 8 or 8:30 in the morning, that's just about right. For me, getting up naturally 7:30, 8 o'clock is on the early side. During the winter, such as it is here in the desert, I can pretty much do that. Unless I have a class that I'm teaching that demands otherwise. And this year I didn't have that. So I've been able to sleep my nice 8 hours most every day. And it's been so easy. And I've been pretty easygoing because of it. I'm sure my husband could attest to that, along with a few of my friends. But now we're verging on 105 degrees during the day. And that means I have to do my best to get to sleep earlier, like 10 at the latest. And get up around 6 or 6:30 at the latest. That's in the morning. I don't know about you or how much sleep you need, but me, I'm one of those give me 8 hours or more sleepers. And so I very quickly, as it gets hotter and hotter, I get more and more sleep deprived. I end up with less sleep. And then, well, okay, confession time. Then comes the grumpies, right? Shorter temper, shorter on listening ability, things like that. So this year, in order to quell the grumpies, I have determined out of self-kindness to take naps, even just 10 minutes, because I hear a 10-minute nap takes the edge off of the sleepies. So that will be my minimum nap. So with more daylight, I'm sleeping in the daylight. Well, and the sort of unintended consequence is that I'll be more patient. And since patience is trust at work, I will trust events, people, my husband, my dog, generally life more because, of course, that means I'll be, well, more easygoing because I will not be sleep deprived during the entire summer. See? Because I decided to use my extra daylight for self-care out of self-kindness. I'm taking the opportunity of the daylight for care and connection for myself and for others. See, that's the real core of self-kindness that in this case comes out of self-care and in this case has the unintended consequence of a happier home life. So, back to the question. What are you doing with your extra daylight hours? I suggest you use this question to help you through all your days, to help you find your own action for self-care that stems from that self-kindness. And understand this kindness, that's already ready already. It's already in you and me and us all. And here's the question. Use this question all the time, every day. The question is, what is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? I'll repeat it one more time. I invite you to use it all day, every day, because that will point you right to that kindness that is within you, and it'll help your life to become happier, and your choices about what to think about who you are will become more wise, and then the choices of what to say and do will also become more wise, and that'll feed the kindness and the happiness and so on and so on. So here's the question one more time. What is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? All right, before I go any further, I want to share my special guest, Emily Lane, with you. Now, I want you to note, you can find her at emilylane.tv. I'll spell that E-M-I-L-Y-L-A-N-E, emilylane.tv. So I would encourage all of you to look her up. She is a leadership mentor, international speaker, retreat facilitator. That's only just part of her list. Emily's professional background originated in London in a fast-paced, demanding corporate world. But around 2003, she had a near-death experience in Ecuador, and that completely reframed her life, which those things can do. Now she is a consciousness teacher and retreat facilitator. And she's a faculty member of the Omega Institute in New York. Great place. Ought to check those guys out, too. She's a founding partner of the Conscious Business World Summit, former MC of the world's largest mindfulness and business retreat, Wisdom 2.0. She has an upcoming retreat at the Omega Institute this month called Wild Magic. I love that title. We can ask her about that for sure. This amazing program that she is participating in is facilitated by both Emily Lane and the program co-creator, Damian Wade. So right now, I'm going to see if we can get Emily to come on board. Hey, Emily, are you there?
I sure am, Dr. Alesh. Thanks a million for having me on your show. I really appreciate connecting with you and your listeners.
I'm so glad to hear from you. That's quite in a list of accomplishments. And I wanted to ask you, if I may, right at the beginning, as you transitioned and perhaps transformed from a business background to more help others orientation, could you share with us how the experience of your what we call NDE, near-death experience, inspired what I would call self-care / self-kindness, if there was any in that transition or transformation from corporate self to this self?
Yeah, for sure. It's a good question. Well, I suppose when you have a near-death experience or anything that's really hugely traumatic that reframes your life, so it may not necessarily be your own death experience, but it could be the experience of losing a loved one, anything that reframes your life really dramatically, What I really find, Dr. Alesh, is that it moves us from our heads to our hearts. And for me, in my experience of the death experience, which happened whitewater rafting in Ecuador, where I was like thrown out of a boat and pulled ripped downstream in a rip current. And so I had about a minute and a half to live. And I had several thoughts that went through my mind that in the final moments as I was leaving my body, I had real clarity that I wasn't happy, that all of those things that I identified with as success in terms of achievements were not bringing me self-love. And all of my criticism was really all about trying to achieve more. And none of my happiness was based on who I am being. So I got a whole lot of clarity around self-criticism, self-judgment, where I got my worth from, and what it helped me do is actually really come to a place where I allowed myself the space when I came out of that experience to really start considering the big questions of life. You know, who am I? What is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of my life? And rather than forcing myself in a real unkindness, actually to try and keep achieving based on the world's demands, I actually had the compassion and kindness to allow myself some time and space to really go in and get to know myself and get to know what was important to me. Now, at the time, I have to admit, I was still very much in my head. So this is a true story. I actually scheduled 6 weeks to find the meaning of life. That's a true story. I scheduled 6 weeks for real, straight after that death experience, to try and figure out the meaning of life, because I thought I'd just read some books and then I'd sort of have the answer. But it took a little longer. But you know what? It was so worth it. So really, to answer your question, like, my kindness came also around just having a little bit of patience with that part of myself that's always trying to control and schedule everything and get results all the time. You know? So I'm sure you can identify, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm thinking, you know, at least you put that part of yourself to good use in service of the more self-kind part of you. I mean, I think if we have that need to schedule and control, we can at least put it in service to something that is going to help us move forward towards being our best and kindest self.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's about having it in the right order. So for me, the heart really holds the vision for life and who we want to be in the world. That's why we resonate. It's why we have the heart's yearnings, because it's like the heart holds the vision for our life. Our heart's desires are calling us forward. But if we can get the mind in service of the heart's desires and have all that efficient productivity and outcome, a result orientation in service of the higher purpose of service of humanity and kindness and connection and generosity, then we're on to a winner. I think so many of the problems of the world, Dr. Alesh, are as a function of reversing those roles. So many of the problems and the suffering of humanity comes from us being so disconnected from our own inner beings and so in our heads, and forgetting that actually, no, we come here as spiritual beings. We are souls having a physical experience. We are not just physical people having an occasional spiritual experience. We've really got to get the order that the right way around. So being led by heart and executing practical things with our head, that's when we start getting things to flow a little more effectively.
I think that's very well said. I really appreciate all of what you said and very much agree with it. I think also we have this tendency. I hear my students sometimes, I'm a professor, and sometimes my students will say, well, what happens if my heart tells me one thing and my head tells me another? And my first question to them is, whose voice is that in your head?
Because
it's parent, or it's, you know, someone we've turned our authority over to. So I think you're really right on, and I very much agree with you in my own thinking and my own work, that it's part of, for instance, meditation is practicing the experience of hearing your own voice and not someone else's. I think that it's very confusing sometimes, because we think it's ours and it turns out not to be. So it's really just like with anything in life, you don't start walking without practicing a little bit or falling down, and you don't start lifting weights, you know, from nowhere to all of a sudden 150 or more pounds without some major damage to your body. So
exactly,
I think I think you're making a very good point. I have another question for you. Could you share how maybe kindness, or maybe more specifically self-kindness, is part of the work that you do with these business leaders as a mentor and facilitator?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose what I can do is maybe share with you first at a human level the principle, and then I'd love to share with you a little bit about from a business perspective. But just at a fundamental human level, Dr. Alesh, here's what I really believe and what I've seen time and time again, and it speaks exactly to what you were just saying. This principle of connecting in with your own inner being. This is the inherent wisdom that you hold anyway. This is your access point to inspired wisdom. It's the access point to kindness. It's the access point to innovation and inspired thought. This inner being that we all have, you and I and your listeners and everybody in this world has, is literally the juice that will fuel your kindness and generosity and also leadership in the world. So to me, connecting with your own inner being literally is the, it's the way that you will increase, and this is a really important phrase, your capacity for kindness, your capacity for alignment, your capacity for optimal leadership. So in my work with leaders, and when I say leaders as well, what I really mean is, I mean, it can be leaders in large organizations like corporates, but it can also be smaller companies. It could be leaders of community, or it could be self-leadership. And this is the piece, because we all need to lead ourselves. So what's the principle of aligned leadership? Well, this is, as we're all aware, we're so outcome focused. But if we really want to optimize our outcomes, we've got to bring our best self to the table, exactly as you were talking about before. And how do we do that? Well, we, as you say, practice and make time and space to be able to connect within, to listen to our inner being, to listen to that intuitive guidance. Because we're all already masters of the mind. You see, if you're already a leader, in particularly in business, you're a master of the mind. You're a master of logic and production and linear output and KPIs and deliverables and outcomes. We've got it. We got that down. We're pros at that.
Yes.
So if we want to expand our possibility and expand our capability, where's the opportunity? It's about going in and creating this space and stillness and silence to listen to that intuitive side that will give us access to greater creativity and innovation. And from that aligned place, that clear place, then we bring our most informed, aligned self to the business table. And this has profound consequences, particularly if there are a lot of people involved in the organization. The difference between a leader who is leading from disconnection within themselves versus a leader who's deeply connected within themselves and who's coming from a higher, more aligned meaning and purpose is profound. And everyone around them feels it. And those who are aligned, they get amazing outcomes from the people around them.
I love what you just said. I think I can really imagine how that would work in your workshops as well, that the sense of aligning with your best and most kind self, to me, has direct relationship to what the work that I'm doing. But I love that you're taking it out into the business world, because then you have you're reaching in some ways so many more people. But I think in a big way also, as the business leaders in our many communities and at the very different businesses, as they become more aware and increase that capacity, as you say, for kindness or access the kindness that is unlimited within them, whatever, then they're kinder, not just for themselves, but for and for their company, but also what their company does, so that perhaps the environment also becomes a recipient of that kindness, of that best them. And I think it's really time for us to be that level of inclusive when we are talking about kindness towards and including the other. I think it's time now on this planet for all of us to include the planet itself as well.
Yeah.
So,
I love where you're going with this. This is exactly spot on. You're so spot on. This is exactly this. So in the Conscious Business World Summit, one of the things we were the basis of the framework of how we put the summit together, this is where we were bringing together conscious business leaders from around the world into one place and looking at this question, like, how can we bring more compassion, kindness, and consciousness to the business world? And so I know we're talking about the business specifically right now, but this applies to any sector. It doesn't matter. Basically, wherever humans are, right?
Yes.
So this is the principle. We talked about me, we, world. In other words, we need to bring consciousness and alignment to me, I, the individual, we the organization or the team, and world, meaning the connection between us and the world at large. And this is exactly what you're talking about. This is everything from the buying principles of in the supply chain, for example. So in other words, buying only from suppliers who are treating their employees fairly, and that there's fair pricing involved, all the way through to environmental practices. You know, being aware of, you know, what our footprint is in the world, and what, you know, is our process environmentally friendly. You're so expanding the conversation to a much higher level now, and I love this in terms of making the connection between the individual and the world, because sometimes I think, Dr. Arlette, you know, we really just I think if you listen to the mainstream media too much, it can be overwhelming because all we hear is the negative story. What I want to really share, because you called it through today, what I want to share is that there's a whole other thing happening now. And there's a whole movement of aligned leaders beginning to form. And we are all asking the same question. How can we align ourselves from the inside out to bring our most optimal self to the conversation, to whatever leadership conversation we're in, so that we can make this me, we, world connection and optimize outcomes and have the best relationships? Because everything, no matter where we are, it's all about humans and it's all about relationships. So the first relationship is my connection to my inner being. And if I get that right, now I've got value to add.
I agree. It's so much about what you think of yourself. But Emily, I want to bring in a caller. We seem to have somebody here who would like to ask a question. Hello, caller.
Sure,
can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hi. Hi, caller.
Hi.
What is your name?
I'm Samantha.
Well, hi, Samantha. It's good to talk to you today. You're on the air with Dr. Arlette and Emily Lane on Listen Within. Do you have a question for Emily?
Hi, Emily. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. I was just kind of wondering how self-kindness relates to the work you do now with the various businesses.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's many levels to take this to, but this first piece, Samantha, is all, are you in business as a matter of interest? Are you involved in business?
I'm in the medical field, so.
Oh, brilliant.
And let me just remind you, we have about 3 minutes left.
Oh, okay, very quickly then. So kindness starts, again, let's go to the MeWe World principle. So the first piece, let's just take this piece and make it super practical because we're very limited on time. So the first piece around kindness begins with self. So in order for you to be the best version of yourself in the work environment, what I do is I teach people how to come into alignment with themselves. So it begins with simple practices, like, for example, being aware that your body is a valid feedback mechanism. And when you're feeling stressed, this is your cue to begin to use a simple practice like 5 conscious breaths, to give yourself permission to have space between you and your to-do list, for example, and being kind with yourself in relation to that. And actually, you running your to-do list, not your to-do list running you. It is about kindness in the way that you view your colleagues, perhaps those teammates who may not be working to the highest standard or you may have difficulty with. It's about how you're perceiving and relating to and communicating with those people. So that's what we're bringing from me to we. There's so many tools. I could go on and on, but I know I'm really aware of time, Dr.
Yes.
So is there any help in that? I mean, if we just even start there, Samantha, there's so many levels to this. I spoke a little bit already about leadership, but those tools, so that piece around 5 conscious breaths, beginning with that and having this spaciousness between you and your to-do list and allowing you to run it, not it running you. So real conscious awareness around all of that, using your body as a valid feedback mechanism for what's present for you so that you can begin to self-regulate your emotions and your thoughts, but in a kind way and in a gentle way.
Those are wonderful points.
You.
I love that. How about you, Samantha? Did that help?
That helped a lot. Yeah, good advice. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Oh,
well, thank
pleasure,
you for calling,
pleasure.
Samantha.
Loads more in that green room. Just a tip.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you were on the show. I really hope that you'll come back again, maybe even before the end of the year. We have so much more to talk about, especially if you're going to be doing another program or something where I can, you know, share what you're doing with my listeners. I would love to be able to do that. So I'll look forward to connecting with you again, Emily, in the future. This has been really great. And the things that you told Samantha at the end, those were awesome.
Awesome. If I could just share the Omega Institute, actually, because I'm just about to
do
that workshop. Is
that
okay?
That was the next thing I wanted.
We've got a retreat coming up. It's called Wild Magic, and it's at the Omega Institute in New York. And so if you want to find out about that, that is at www.eomega, the letter E, and then omega.org, and then /wildmagic. And if you can't make New York, you can find me at emilylane.tv.
That's wonderful. I just love the title, Wild Magic. Makes me want to fly to New York and check it out. I mean, really, it's pretty amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your
time. Thank you again.
Dr. Arlette.
Well, thank you again, Emily, and I'll look forward to talking to you again very soon. In the meantime, listeners, I wanted to let you know that you can find me at listenwithin.org or on Facebook or Twitter at Listen Within Podcast. Let me know your ideas about what to do with all this extra daylight. How does your choice relate to being self-kind? Remember, you always have the choice to be the kindness you want to see in the world. This has been Listen Within, show number 17, 2019. Our theme is Daylight Kindness, and the guest was Emily Lane.